Hi, I'm Manyo Bobo. I'm the author of Hip Hop and Hymns. Chapter 8, All Things Bright and Beautiful. Musselbrook, where so many of the good girls ain't that good. Year 10, Musselbrook High School, 1995. I placed my hand on a piece of paper and traced around it. I wrote my name above the outline with my nickname, Marns, underneath it in brackets for good measure. Once you've done that, leave the paper with the outline of your hand on the table, the teacher said. Now it's time to let your classmates know what you think of them. Nice comments only. I want you to roam the room and select a word or two to describe your peers. Pop your thoughts on their hand. Let them know you appreciate them. I made my way around the table, popping comments on each of the hands I came across. When I arrived at Tice Carrington's hand, I paused. Tice. What to say about Tice? Like me, Tice was black and living in Musselbrook. His father is a Dungaddy man and his mother a Gomeroi woman. Tice was just so damn sexy, but I couldn't write that on his hand, could I? I liked them tall and thin, just like him. His complexion was chocolate. When he wasn't in school uniform, as a general rule, Tice's clothing rarely bore the stamp of a brand name. He mostly dressed like he didn't give a damn, but that took nothing away from his looks. If anything, it added to his persona of cool indifference. He wore a cap most of the time, like the rest of his crew, the homeboys. Beneath the lid were the most alluring eyes I'd ever seen. I would stare into those deep dark eyes for days, if I was ever blessed with the opportunity. The way he walked, I didn't have the language for it then, but I'd describe it now as a swagger. The way he talked, he always delivered his punchlines off the cuff, yet right on cue. Tice was really intelligent, but school wasn't his thing. He used to play up in class and give the teachers a hard time. But then he would answer a question that demonstrated the true breadth of his knowledge. I was fascinated by how bright he was. Whether it was English, maths or science, Tice knew the answers. More often than not, he would exploit a situation to inject his brand of humour. His jokes were usually very funny, but occasionally they were at the expense of others. My perception of him had changed over time. I hadn't always liked him. He was a smartass, plain and simple. And when we first met in Year 7, that cheekiness wasn't something I immediately hooked onto as a positive. It was something that grew on me. His quick wit, a characteristic I'd come to embrace and admire. I thought about what I could write on his hand that would stand out. He would already be well aware of how much he made people laugh. I wanted him to know I'd noticed how smart he was. And it wouldn't hurt if I could, in a roundabout way, let him know just how much I appreciated that face of his. Smart and cute, I scrawled and wrapped up the exercise. Hey Marns, it was Tice. My heart somersaulted. There was something about the way he initially said my nickname that would have bugged me if it wasn't him saying it. It sounded more like Muns. I had a feeling that's what he thought it was in the beginning. But I didn't care what he called me, as long as my name remained on his lips and my hips on his mind. He was smiling. We had all picked up our paper hands and were taking in the comments our classmates had written. People had littered numerous comments on mine. Nice and friendly, love your hair, nice, choice hair, cool, intelligent, friendly, fun to be around, sense of humour, cool hairdo. Guess what I wrote, Tice said. I looked closely and shrugged. I didn't know his writing. He pointed. There, along the edge of my palm, just underneath my thumb, were the words, nice buns. I looked up. He was grinning. I shook my head, grinning too. The Sir Mix-a-Lot song Baby Got Back entered my head, a rap ode to every healthy curve and contour on a woman. I'd picked up from popular Australian culture in the 90s that skinny was best, and if you were going to have a booty, it'd better be as compact as Kylie Minogue's. But Baby Got Back challenged all that, and it further stressed to me that my black was beautiful. Although Sir Mix-a-Lot did say how alluring a slim waist was, he wanted it paired with a booty so big, round and bountiful as to be eminently noticeable and boldly shown off, celebrated. I wasn't much concerned with how unapologetically sexual the song was. It was an anthem. "Do you know what I wrote on your hand?" I asked. "Nope," he said. I pointed at my attempt to sum up everything I thought of him. Smart and cute. He looked down at my words, then awkwardly up at me. He was too black to blush, but I swear I saw a rose swirl sweep across his cheeks. His gaze lingered, and then he was gone.